Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. This is our 270th, getting close to 300. This is the old Rough Rider with another episode entitled Muller, the Mother of All Muckrakers. Let's begin, shall we? One man is poised to bring down a world of hurt on America's nightmare team. Not the dream team, the nightmare team. That would be the Trump administration. In a sense, Robert Mueller will occupy a unique position in the pantheon of muckrakers. He will have far surpassed any and all that have preceded him thus far. Mueller has enormous access and power and the finest legal team in the universe. At last count, there were 17 world-class prosecutors working in Mueller's legal team out of the Patrick Henry building in Washington, D.C. There are so many threads to pull on this Trump-Russia probe. There are so many moving parts. There is so much money flushing back and forth and quid pro quos going on that it'll be a wonder if anybody at all will be left standing after all of this, including Trump and Vice President Pence. The latest developments for the Mueller team is that they now have yet another cooperating witness, Reza Zarrab, a Turkish-Iranian gold trader who is now, quote, cooperating, unquote, with Mueller's team and bringing to light Erdogan and Michael Flynn, Trump's one-time national security advisor, who lasted only 24 days before being dismissed. Allegedly, Erdogan, the Turkish president, has offered Flynn upwards of $15 million if he, Flynn, could kidnap Erdogan's main political opposition, a Turkish cleric, Mohammed Fethullah Gulen Hakkafendi, out of New York City and hustle him back to Turkey. In addition, Flynn has also made hundreds of thousands of dollars as a lobbyist for Turkey, all the while serving last year in the Trump 2016 campaign as a top official, a criminal conflict of interest to say the least. We could also mention here that, according to the Wall Street Journal, last month, October, Mueller's investigation issued a subpoena to over a dozen top officials in President Donald Trump's campaign last month, requesting Russia-related documents. Is a wide swath of indictment of subpoena power. In addition, I could also mention that just today, Jared Kushner faced yet another subpoena by the Senate Judiciary Committee for documents he apparently forgot to turn over regarding WikiLeaks documents pertaining to the communication by Donald Trump Jr. himself during the 2016 campaign to WikiLeaks via his Twitter feed, who then subsequently shared the first message he, Donald Trump Jr., received back from that organization, WikiLeaks, with his buddy Jared Kushner, who, in turn, forwarded that on to Hope Hicks. And I'm going to get to her in a minute. Hope Hicks, then Trump's campaign press secretary, now currently his communications director. So Jared Kushner also failed to disclose to Mueller's investigators a, quote, Russian backdoor overture and dinner invite, unquote. But perhaps the most striking development thus far as Mueller's reach into the inner sanctum of Trump's White House, is the fact that Hope Hicks, Trump's longtime, steadfast, and most loyal soldier, currently serving as his communications director, someone who has been with Trump from the very beginning of his campaign efforts back in June of 2015, and has seen or heard literally anything and everything having to do with Trump, will herself be called upon to give testimony before the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, in the next few weeks. That, my friends, is one degree of separation from the big boys, Trump and Pence. Hicks knows that virtually everything that has swirled around Donald Trump since June 2015 when he made his announcement to 2016 presidential campaign, and now she will have to face an interrogator of the likes of Robert Mueller. Good luck on that. There's lies, damned lies, and just out-and-out lies. Hope Hicks better have her ducks all lined up because she has seen way too much to plead the fifth 5,000 times. If she does, Mueller will make short work of this whole matter from this point forward. Hope Hicks is the linchpin to the entire Trump circus. Start stripping away at her wall of defenses, and Trump will truly be a king wearing no clothes. That is it for today's podcast, our 270th. Thank you all for listening. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, and I think we're going to just scream on home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but in the end, it is you who decide.